Never mind. Anyway, what were you going to say? Go ahead.
They're listening to you from a ranch, and they want you to know that the cows love you.
Oh,
I love the bull. I forgot that line.
I love the bull. The Darwin Awards. Do you ever check those out?
I love the Darwin Awards.
You do? I knew you would because you have that sense of humor.
Well, you bet someday I get one of those awards.
You'll die trying, okay? That's what I say. Okay, Darwin Awards are given to honor those who do their best to ensure that the next generation is smarter and less by one. These heroes sacrifice their very lives to give our children a better future. Honoring those who improve the species by accidentally removing themselves from it. Those are not my words.
So who won?
From the website. Hey, you don't get right to the winner.
Okay.
Okay, nominee number one from San Jose. An unidentified man using a shotgun like a club to break a former girlfriend's windshield accidentally shot himself to death when the gun discharged, blowing a hole in his gut.
Ooh.
Using a rifle to break his girlfriend's window because he's mad. Shoots
poor
himself.
Guy. I wonder what she did to him to stop.
Oh. Kicked his mother out. Okay, nominee number two. James Burns, 34, a mechanic from Alamo. He was killed in March as he was trying to repair what police described as a farm-type truck. Burns got a friend to drive the truck on a highway while Burns hung underneath so that he could ascertain the source of a troubling noise.
No way.
Mm-hmm. Burns' clothes caught on something. However, the other man found Burns wrapped in the drive shaft.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, the drive shaft.
Gosh, these are gory.
Why would you?
Well,
oh my goodness.
Nominee number three, Hickory Daily Record. Ken Charles Barger, 47, accidentally shot himself to death in December in Newton, North Carolina. Awakening to the sound of a ringing telephone beside his bed, he reached for the phone, but he grabbed instead a Smith & Wesson 38 Special, which discharged when he drew it to his ear. Hello.
I'm not sure that's really stupid, though. That's just sleepy.
What? Guard that gun at night. Let's just get to that right now, man. Don't put your telephone by your bed or by your phone or by your gun or, okay.
Can you hear me now?
Man. Nominee number four from Toronto. Police said a lawyer demonstrating the safety of windows in a downtown Toronto skyscraper crashed through a pane with his shoulder, plunged 24 floors to his death. A police spokesman said that Gary Hoy, 39, fell into the courtyard of the Toronto Dominion Bank Tower, don't laugh, early Friday evening as he was explaining the strength of the building windows to visiting law students.
Watch this. You can bang right into them and nothing happens.
He previously had conducted many demonstrations of window strength, according to police reports. And Peter Lawson's managing partner of the firm, Holden Day Wilson, told the Toronto Sun newspaper that Hoy was one of the best and brightest members of the 200-man
association. No, I don't think so. He might have been one
trust.
Of the best, but I don't know about the brightest.
That's real belief in a product. That's
one less
trust
lawyer,
to the max. That's crazy, I think. Okay, nominee number five. Michael Anderson Goodwin made news of the weird. He had spent several years awaiting South Carolina's electric chair on a murder conviction before having his sentence reduced to life in prison. Now, while sitting on a metal toilet in his cell, attempting to fix a small TV set, he bit into a wire and was electrocuted.
On the toilet.
This makes me believe in fate. Totally believe in fate. You can't get
away.
He
made his own electric chair.
Oh, my goodness.
Cool.
Nominee number six, a cigarette lighter may have triggered a fatal explosion in Dunkirk, Indiana. A Jay County man using a cigarette lighter to check the barrel of a muzzle loader was killed Monday night when the weapon discharged in his face. Oh, I'm not laughing. Sheriff's investigators said that Gregory David Pryor, 19, died in his parents' rural Dunkirk home at about 11:30 p.m. Investigators said that Pryor was cleaning a .54 caliber muzzle loader that had not been firing properly.
It did not. It did that time.
That should be your first clue.
So he fixed it. You know, give the guy credit.
He was using the lighter to look into the barrel when the gunpowder ignited.
And gunpowder does do that, right?
Lighters and gunpowder. Oh, my goodness. Okay, number seven. A man cleaning a bird feeder on the balcony of his condominium apartment in the Toronto suburb slipped and fell 23 stories
Toronto
to his
again?
Death. Toronto again.
Is this like the
They got
theme?
Some real winners up there. Stephen Macko, 55, was standing on a wheelchair when the accident occurred. It happened that the chair moved, and he went over the balcony.
Another fall.
You go out on the balcony.
The other Toronto guy was a fall.
You go out on the balcony in a wheelchair, and you stand up to do anything. Don't even change a bulb without doing the lock. You're going to roll.
How close was this to the lawyer?
Nowhere near. Nowhere near. Okay. Don't even speculate there. Now, here we go with the winner. You ready? I mean, that's not even the winner. Here's the winner.
In Toronto.
Arkansas. Okay. Two local men from Toronto. No, just kidding. Two local men were injured when their pickup truck left the road, struck a tree near Cotton Patch on State Highway 38 early Monday. This is from Arkansas. Woodruff County Deputy Dovey Snyder reported that the accident shortly after midnight happened. It really happened. Thurston Poole, 33, and Billy Ray Wallace, Billy Ray, 38, of Little Rock, returning to Des Arch after a frog-catching trip.
Frog catching.
An overcast Sunday night. Poole's pickup truck headlights malfunctioned. The two men concluded that the headlight fuse on the older model truck had burned out.
Okay.
They put their heads together and they came up with that. As a replacement fuse, well, there wasn't one available. So as
a nickel,
you're
right?
You'll get it if you think about it. He noticed that the .22 caliber bullet in his pistol fit perfectly into the fuse box right next to the steering wheel column. Upon inserting the bullet, the headlights again began to operate properly. They thought they'd come up with something real genius. The two men proceeded on eastbound towards the White River Bridge. After traveling approximately 20 miles and just before crossing the river, the bullet apparently overheated, discharged, struck Poole in the testicles. Not in the leg, not in the neck, not in the testicles. The vehicle swerved, of course, sharply right. Exited the pavement, struck a tree. Now, Poole suffered only minor cuts and abrasions from the accident, but will require extensive surgery to repair the damage to his testicles, which are non-existent anymore. They'll never operate again, Orange balls, tennis balls, I don't know. Wallace sustained a broken clavicle and was treated and released. Thank God we weren't on the bridge when Thurston shot his balls off. Or we might be dead, said Wallace. This was his partner.
And what did Thurston have to say?
Well, that really hurt.
Ooh-wee. Ow! The man in the mirror. No, they didn't die, but they gave him. They came so close, and it was so stupid that they went ahead and gave him the Darwin Award official. And though Poole and Wallace didn't die as a result of their misadventure, as normally required, it can be argued that Poole did, in fact, effectively remove himself.
That's right, he did remove himself from the pool.
So that is the winner. Oh, my goodness. Is that crazy?
Frogs are celebrating all over Arkansas.
Hey, they made out. They never made it. Or, it was after.
On the way back. Yeah.
You're with Broadview on Fox News 1270. We're with J.P. Travis, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little more, so don't go away.
Welcome back to Broadview on Fox News Radio 1270, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis. Welcome back to Broadview on Fox News Radio 1270, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis. Welcome back to Broadview on Fox News Radio 1270, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yeah, I think I'm I think I'm back here. Good morning. And welcome to Broadview. It's a Saturday. Hey there, there's Ryan. You go on in there because I'm in here and I'm going to get in there as soon as she gets in here. Ryan Costello's here. He's going to tell us all about Empowerment Nevada as soon as my girl gets here. Yeah, sit right there, Ryan. Turn that thing on. Let's see if that's working. Yeah, I hear it. Take off your coat and relax.
Okay, this is informal. It's a good thing. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for getting up early.
Thank you for having me.
I was just reading some of the things here. It's Master of Philosophy in Modern Chinese Studies?
Yes.
Really? You mean like acupuncture and pressure?
It really covers the gamut for sure.
Wow.
But not as much of those things as just the economy in general.
Tell me about Empowerment Nevada.
Well, we are trying to redefine politics in the minds of average people.
How do you do that?
Well, you can do it a number of ways. One way is entering that political boxing ring, I think, by running for office or something, which is pretty nasty.
It's
vitriolic. It's bloody.
And why is that? It's gotten so crazy.
Well, I think what Empowerment Nevada wants to do is we're trying to change the nature of the arena that surrounds that boxing ring, where all the people sit, where folks like us sit.
Yeah.
And if we can change the nature of what we all view politics as and what we value as people and citizens, then we can change the nature of what we want to watch in that boxing ring.
Can we go back to where we were, though, Ryan?
Absolutely.
Isn't that the way it began? I mean, it was for the people, by the people, and power of the people.
Well, it's all about citizenship. And all of us as members of this democratic republic have to play a significant role, whether we like it or not.
Well, you're so